Well, I've been up to the eye hospital with the KAB and the sensory impairment team, Carol Barnshaw, before the council made her redundant. And you talk to the eye hospital up there, because what they would tend to do is they would come out and shout your name, Joe Bloggs, and before you got off the seat, they'd gone. And they're dealing with people who can't see them, or people who are beginning to lose their vision. You go then, if you manage to get them back, and you went into a room, you're going in from a light room into a dark room, they haven't a clue. Take a seat. You can't see the seat. It just goes on and on and on. You get the same sort of nonsense up at Moorfields as well. Yes, I've done lots of stuff. I've worked for the KAB. My main concern was I wanted to support other people who were suffering sight loss. So in my bedroom, on my little cassette recorder, I started recording how you can get benefits, who you can contact, what can you do. We then put that into paper in a publication called Who Shall I Contact? Because I set up a group called Eye Contact with Carol Barnshaw and three other people. I rented a harder room at the Moulton Centre, and I ended up having 40 vision impaired people there. I had volunteers. I pestered the Kingston's, Association for the Blind to get a grant. I used to organise a coach trip every 3 months. We'd go out once a month. We did 10 pin bowling. We were going to groups and talking to them about vision loss. So we did all that. And I would go and meet people. When they contacted social services, they would have a chat and tell them about me. And I would go and meet them because I wanted them to come into eye contact. I didn't want them to be fearful of anything that was going on. So I've done that. I've supported quite a few people in the community, just generally doing stuff like that.